three different things planned for Hanukkah. First one is on Saturday night, on the 24th of December, so it's Christmas Eve, but it's also the first night of Hanukkah, at 7 p.m. at Bronte Beach on the eastern suburbs. We are going to meet on the sand at 7 p.m. and we'll do some singing and have a picnic. And then as the sun sets, we will do Havdalah. And then we're going to build a Hanukkiah made of sand. Then we're going to light a Hanukkah candle. So that will be on Christmas Eve.
That's fantastic, going to the beach.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it'll be so beautiful because it's sunset in the summer and it'll be around the new moon, so it'll be beautiful starry sky, so it'll be very nice. And everyone brings a plate of vegetarian food to share.
That's great. And what other events that the Emmanuel Synagogue is planning?
Also, from the 24th of December till the 1st of January, We're sending out an inspirational email every day. If anyone wants to email us, you could email at orna@emmanuel.org.au. Then you can receive that email for 8 days. And there'll be teachings about light and about different things on the theme of Hanukkah, and also themes of meditation and self-development. And then on the 28th of December, in the morning, there'll be a picnic at Parsley Bay at 9 a.m.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so we've done a lot of things.
We are talking to Rabbi Dr. Orna Trigabov from the Emmanuel Synagogue, Woollahra, Sydney. I wanted to ask you, what is the significance of Hanukkah for us here in Australia in 2016? I mean, this year is quite unique because it falls right around Christmas time.
Well, one of the ways of looking at Hanukkah is to focus on that symbol of light. There were two creations of light in the Genesis story in the Torah. So the first one, there was light created on day one. And then there were also the sun and the moon and the stars created on day four. That telling us that there are different types of light, and that there's the light that we see with our eyes easily, and then there's also a deeper light that we can look for, and it's connected to a verse in Torah which says, Or Zarua Latzadik, that there's a light planted in the darkness for the righteous. This idea that if we look deeper, we can often see light that we can't see at first glance. And then Shlomo Carlebach, also, he has a beautiful teaching on that, but he says that Hanukkah is about seeing the world through Hanukkah eyes. So he goes on that idea of seeing light in the darkness or seeing the positivity in things. And so I think there's enough negativity around. And it's a real ability, and on Hanukkah we're really invited to practice that, of looking at each other with positivity and looking for the goodness in each other and in different things. So, for example, Rabbi Nachman talks about how if you look, when you're talking to someone, when you're communicating with someone, and you really look for the goodness in them, then it can really help bring it out. And when someone's depressed or going in the wrong direction in their life or things like that, if you can really communicate with them in a way where you're looking at the goodness within them, it can really help bring it out. So that's one of the themes.
That's a very important message. I mean, the finding the light in Hanukkah is finding also the positive in everybody and in every situation. This is a very good, very strong message. Rabbi Dr. Orna Trigabov, thank you very much, and Hanukkah Sameach.